This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. I was looking through some family history files at the Rolls Oconee Museum recently. I'll read you today about Jalmer Wellen. Part of this story was in the Badger Centennial book, and some comes from his obituary in 1962. The headline in the Badger book was, Jalmer Wellen, Advocate for Education and Electricity. And his obituary was titled, Pioneer Teacher, Civic Leader to be Buried Friday. One of Rolls Oconee's early pioneer school teachers and a community leader all his life, Jalmer Wellen died at the Rolls Oconee Area Hospital Sunday, November 18, 1962, after a short illness. Funeral services were set for Friday, November 23rd at Roseland Church near Badger, with Reverend Jens Jensen officiating. Interment at the Roseland Cemetery. Jalmer Wellen was born in 1874 in Coon Valley, Wisconsin. He was married to Caroline Olson, who had come with her mother to Rolls Oconee. Mrs. Betsy Olson had homesteaded in Ross Township in 1894. They got a ride on a hay rack from Grand Forks with Edward Erickson, who later became a county commissioner for many years. They made their home on Mrs. Olson's homestead in Ross Township, the east half of southeast quarter of Section 18. Jalmer came from his home in Wisconsin to visit his cousins Nat and Richard Ellerton in Stafford Township. Nat lived on the quarter section that later became the home of Emil Olson. Jalmer had planned to stay only a short time, intending to return to Wisconsin to teach school. However, on a trip to Roseau, Jalmer met County Superintendent L.P. Dahlquist, who discovered that Jalmer had some education. He encouraged him to stay in Roseau County and take the test for a teacher's certificate. Teachers were at a premium, and Mr. Wellen could be guaranteed a job. Jalmer took the test and was given a contract to teach 7 months in Moose Township, which he did in 1898. He taught there for 3 years, later teaching in other school districts for a total of 9 years. In 1897, he learned that a claim in Moose Township was not being approved according to regulations, so he was able to take over the claim. He had that farm for 64 years. He served on the school board for many years in School District 38 in Moose Township, where he had first been a teacher. He also served as the president of the Rolls Oconee Organization of School Boards. Jalmer was very active in other community affairs as well. After visiting Wisconsin, he came back to Rolls Oconee and organized a movement to bring rural electric power to the area. In 1940, about 250 people were present for the cooperative's organizational meeting. Jalmer Wellen was elected the first secretary-treasurer of the board. He was also a justice of the peace for a time and performed at least one marriage ceremony. The Wellen family lived in Badger for several years while Jalmer managed the Badger Co-op store that was located where the Twins Cafe is today. In 1914, Jalmer was appointed a regular mail carrier. Known as the walking carrier, he walked whenever the weather permitted it and the mail load wasn't too heavy. Early carriers used horses for carrying the mail. His daughter Ruby recounted that on one occasion he needed to go to Stephen, and there wasn't room on the stagecoach for him to ride. He could send a suitcase, though. So he set out on foot. He walked all night and was in Stephen waiting for the stagecoach to bring his baggage the next day. The Wellens were charter members of Roseland Church. Jalmer Wellen died in 1962. His wife Caroline died 4 months later in 1963. The Wellens had 11 children, including Arnold, Jesse, Roy, Kenneth, Lewis, whose children are Anne-Marie, Luann, Patricia, Jerome, Rodney, Kenneth, Arlen, Eugene, and Lorraine, Harry, who is married to Alfield Nosland, whose children are Harold, Leslie, and Margie, and Thelma, who married Oscar Rindy, and their children are Doris, Audrey, George, and Ruby, and Ruby, who is married to Walter Hookey, and their children are Curtis and Eleanor, George, who married Ethel Peterson, and their children are Kathy, Barbara, Jerry, Earl, and Lauren, Luella, who married Helmer Mohagen, and their children are Clayton and Helen, and Lloyd, whose children are Donald, Harlan, Linda, and Patricia. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.